Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. We're streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And yesterday we threw an awesome pep rally. Hail to the pep rally. We gave away food and Commander's swag, and everybody was fired up for the biggest game in 30 years. I cannot wait for tomorrow. And I've told you guys, feel like Washington's playing with house money. I'm not that nervous about this game. I think the Lions are a better team than Philadelphia. We just played a great game against the Lions, scored 45 points. Feel like the hottest team in football right now. Can anything stop us? Joining me right now on the Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's my partner in crime, Michael Phillips from MP on the mic. What's going on, Michael?
I don't know how I'm going to get more excited, but I got, 28 hours to figure it out. The hype just keeps building and building. This is exciting.
Yeah, Michael, and let's just start with the obvious here, and that is that Washington has got to find a way to limit Saquon Barkley. You know, ESPN had a headline. It was something like, nobody has stopped this man, right? Throughout the entire season, nobody stopped Saquon Barkley. What can Washington do to limit him?
Well, we've seen a half of success, right? And that's honestly probably one of the better performances this year, was limiting him in the second half in the game in Philly. And, you know, that's about as good as anybody's been able to do. You look at the numbers, it's incredible. The last time he was truly held in check was probably against the Steelers, but they won that game anyway. He wasn't needed, so it wasn't like the holding him in check, you know, caused him to. He also didn't crack 100 against the Cowboys, but that was because they won that game 34-6. They marched all over the Cowboys, gave him a little bit of a day off. If he had wanted to set the record in Week 17, it sure feels like he could have set the record. He's been a man on a mission, Adam. I don't know that you define success as shutting him down. I think if your end line is 20 carries, 100 yards, and a touchdown, I think you say that you contain the damage and you're happy with that, and you move on to focusing on everybody else.
You know, the two times these two teams faced off against each other, very different games. You know, the first time, this was a 7-3 game at half. The second time, this was a 21-14 game at the half. Are you feeling like this is going to be more of a defensive battle, control the clock, time of possession with both teams running the football, or a bit of a shootout at the link?
Well, you know, traditionally in football, the better team wants a faster-paced game, more possessions, because more possessions will reveal they're the better team. And you look at how Washington, you know, controlled the game in Tampa with those long drives, right? Generally, the underdog wants a game with five or six drives, a high-variance game where it could be tied down the stretch, and you let number five do his thing, win the football game for you. I don't know that that holds up here. I think Washington might be all right with the shootout. Let's go back and forth. Let's score some points. We've seen them win that way in Cincinnati. You know, we've seen them win games in the shootout style. I think Philly would much rather win with Saquon than win with Hurts. And, you know, I'm skeptical. I heard on the Junkies yesterday, they're dogging on Jalen Hurts, right? He's not himself. He's not good. This guy, when he's on, has a top five arm in the NFL, right? Don't forget that. If he comes to play, this is a dangerous football team. All that said, I think you'd rather take that chance and say, let's make him throw it 30, 35 times, as opposed to saying, let's have a 4 or 5 possession game where Saquon Barkley can run out the clock on you.
Michael Phillips with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So today is January 25th. Tell me in which areas Washington has improved since December 22nd, the 36-33 win over the Eagles.
Yeah, I think that you start on the offensive line. I really do think they've gotten better, and this will be an enormous test this weekend with the injury to Sam Cosmi. He's been a solid player for this team and a big part of that renaissance. Now, I think Tyler Biadasz is the key that makes it all work, but Trent Scott, if he plays, is going to get tested. If they move Brandon Coleman inside, I've said I don't want to do that. You don't want to throw a rookie into a new position in a big game. I get where the logic is there, right? Get your best five on the field. It's not something I'm interested in doing. You know, this will be a big test for them. They've unquestionably gotten better. I think, you know, since December 22nd, it's not Brian Robinson has gotten better. Brian Robinson got better 7 days ago, but he is better than he was on the 22nd for sure. You also have Austin Eckler, so I think you have some pieces you didn't have in that game. Defensively, I mean, I think it's Sanders still. I think he's just been better every single week all season long. I'm in love with this kid. I'm sure, you know, many of the fans are nodding along. It feels like we found the defense's version of Terry McLaurin, right? A guy who's a third round draft pick, maybe not as highly regarded, but just seems like a real high character, high motor, super smart player. You know, it'd be a great time for him to have a big game.
Yeah, and Washington's been playing much cleaner football too, limiting the penalties, the negative plays, the drops, the sacks Jalen has taken, and the turnover battle has been in their favor. And I think a lot of fans forget the fact that Brian Robinson dropped 2 fumbles in that game. De'Ami Brown, you know, had 2 fumbles, had a fumble in that game, and Jaden threw 2 interceptions. You know, yes, we got 2 takeaways, but it was -3 in turnover margin. We won that game by 3. So I think we just need +1 to win this game tomorrow, right?
If either team turns the ball over like they have in the previous meetings, that team is going to lose, right? You have to play a clean football game. And that, you know, that's been Philadelphia's style of winning football games. They play clean games. They don't turn the ball over. They don't make costly penalties. That's one of the great ways to win in the NFL. These guys have gone up and down with that. If either team coughs the ball up 5 times, they're not winning this football game tomorrow, right? You know, you can overcome that in some circumstances, not in an NFC title game. But yeah, I think the turnover margin is huge. The penalties are huge. You know, you're at the point of the season, we're scouting out the referees, right? Sean Hockley, this crew calls more holding than just about anybody else, any other officiating crew in football. Well, holding penalties have been a real negative for this Commanders team. I won't get into what happened in New Orleans. That's its own situation. But you got an eye on the holding and the false starts. This is probably not the crew you want to see walking into this game.
How do you feel about Washington's secondary against, you know, Dallas Goedert, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith? I say Dallas Goedert because I do think the tight end for both teams is going to be big in this game.
Agree with that. And Zach Ertz is obviously, you know, a ready to play in Philly. What a great environment for him to come back to. He, you know, that touchdown he got late in the game in Philly was so meaningful. Imagine if he gets one in an NFC title game playing against the Eagles. Yeah, I'm scared. Been scared about this secondary all year long, and they've justified that fear on many occasions and needed number 5 to bail them out. So, you know, this is probably, if there's any Adam Peters miss that you can put on the board, and I don't even know that's a full miss, I think they were counting on Marshawn Lattimore being an impact player this time of the season, these games, and it just hasn't happened. You know, it's a hamstring injury. What can you do? I don't know that if you go back in time, you don't make that trade. I think you always make the trade to try to improve your team, especially when it, you know, at the time of that trade, it was clear they were going to be a playoff team. So you want to bring in an impact player and a guy who you're auditioning for future years. I don't think it was a bad deal, but man, I do think they were counting on a little more production than they've gotten so far. And, you know, St. Juice is up and down, and you're going to need him to be up tomorrow. You know, him, Lattimore, somebody's got to show and make some plays because this is a very talented Philly secondary or Philly receiving team.
You know what? Joe Jr.'s got such a difficult task, you know, to try to limit Saquon Barkley, who's been the best running back in football. I mean, 2,000 yards, going off for 200 yards in the snow. And I do think his job is tougher than Cliff Kingsbury this weekend. But at the same time, what do you think about Cliff and his game plan? Is he going to spread it wide again? I'm a little worried because the Eagles, Vic Fangio, they've got all the film from that Lions game. They've got all the film from that. I wonder what Cliff will do, also dealing with the fact that you're missing a key piece on the offensive line. So some of the longer developing routes, longer developing plays, you might have to throw out for this game.
Yeah, I think back to that Terry touchdown last week where you get him behind the line of scrimmage and let him go beat Terry McLaurin, right? You may need some of those this week. Zach Ertz, of course, you know, hot reads, get the ball out quick. I think back to the game in Dallas where they took Jaden out at the start of the second half because he was getting beat up. Obviously, the circumstances made it easier to take him out. He's not coming out this Sunday, of course. But the circumstances of that game were the offensive line was not at 100%. The Cowboys were getting through and getting to Jaden, and you look at talent. The Cowboys have a talented pass rush. The Eagles have a talented pass rush as well. You've got to find a way to give Jaden the time to let him adjust. He's been very good as games go on. You know, in the second half, he's a better quarterback than he is in the first half. Can you get him the time, get him the ability to get to that point and make those adjustments?
It's been an incredible season, the best year of my life, with magic carpet ride. I hope it can continue. But, Michael, I'm going to ask the audience this next. Will you look back at this season much different based on if they win or lose tomorrow?
Well, the reason you will is because these Eagles fans, unfortunately, Adam, they do live amongst us. And we're going to have to hear from them, over and over and over, and we're going to see the clips from this game. I think in a lot of ways, a Super Bowl loss would be easier to take than a loss this weekend, or a Lions loss would have been easier to take. You lose to the Lions, man, that's a fun story. You want the Lions to win. Everybody's rooting for them when they're not playing their team. You lose in the Super Bowl, you're losing either the Bills, what a great story, or the Chiefs, that's a dynasty, of course, you know, three in a row, what could you do about it? You lose to the Eagles, man, that stings a little bit. You got to keep hearing about it. This is, I don't know, it just feels like this is maybe like, for morale purposes, one of the most important ones.
Michael, I always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Tell us your plan for tomorrow.
All right, I'll be up in Philly. We're down in Richmond on 910 The Fan. We'll do a post-game show after. I know 106.7, I have a great post-game as well. I don't know if I'm coming on with my guy, Grant Paulson, pre-game. We've done that the last couple times, so we may have to keep that rolling just to keep the good vibes going. But I know both fans have you locked and loaded all day long. Hopefully we're doing Victory Monday radio show on Monday morning.
That's Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, Monday through Friday from 10 to 12 noon. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and around the globe with the free Odyssey app. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Call in 1-800-636-1067. Did want to read a few of these good tweets. John says, AWOD, a caller brought up a good point. I'm 46 and the last Super Bowl was when I was 13 and I thought this was normal. We were spoiled having most fun now because now we know how hard it is to get here and we are just enjoying it so much more. I think that's such a great point. And a lot of people have come up to me in the last few weeks and told me that this was what it was like when they were growing up, when they were in middle school, when they were in high school. It was not the same for me. All right. I was born in 1992. And so when I was in middle school and high school, I was getting heat from Giants fans winning Super Bowls, Eagles fans winning divisions, even Cowboys fans. I never got to see the success, so that's why this has been the best season of my life. It's not even close. Rocky tweets me, "Hey, we're going to win. This is our reward for enduring all the historically unbelievably record-setting losses over the past long time." Rick says, "AWOD, good morning. Great show. One thing that does bother me is when Jaden is asked, where does he get his poise?" He's been so poised throughout this entire season. He's just so calm. It's so cool to see him. Willis says, "AWOD, I'm fired up. Washington's going to make history and beat the Eagles. JD5 will start a Super Bowl as a rookie." Let's go out to the phone lines right now. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Paige in Alexandria. What's up, Paige?
What's up, AWOD?
How are you doing?
This is Paige. I feel the same way as you. I also was born in 94, too young to know the glory days that were the Washington Redskins in the early 90s, late 80s. My parents always talked about it, but I don't know what it's like to be in this type of game. And I am so hyped. I think we have the luck in our favor. We have been playing electric. I have never seen our team play this great. I'm not going to talk analytics. I don't know them. I'm just a longtime suffering fan here to say we are going to win tomorrow. Let's go.
Paige, at what point this season did you start to believe? At what point did you believe the hype that this team could actually win a playoff game?
I would say, very towards the end. I think I was listening to this channel, early December. Odds to get into the playoffs was around 63%, and it skyrocketed after.
After the win over the Eagles.
Better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think, and then during the Lions game last weekend, I'd say like second quarter, I just felt like something felt so different. Like we are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to manifest it at this point. We've suffered long enough, and I'm just ready to speak it into existence at this point.
I love it, Paige. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kenny in Alexandria. Kenny, you're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, good morning. Is it too loud? Can you hear me?
No, you're good, man. What's up?
Hey, man. Thank you for all the work that you put in on a consistent basis. I am a lifelong Redskin, Washington Football Team Commander fan. I am a DMV native. I'm going to try to make this short and sweet, but first and foremost, because it just happened, kudos to Paige. Kudos to people that were born into the Snyder era. And I'm not even going to make this about an FU Snyder moment. I'm past that. I have made peace. And I want to say this before I get to my prediction. Hindsight is 2020, but we could see this coming. We just couldn't really believe it because of the trauma and the laughing stock that we had become. So the Josh Harris group gracefully allowed Rivera to finish out his contract. They could have pulled the plug. They could have, tepper this thing like he did in Carolina, but they didn't. They did everything right. And Magic Johnson, the Harris group, Adam Peters. And how about all offseason, how we absorbed, Dan Quinn's the coach nobody wants, and Cliff Kingsbury, he can't get it done. Miss me with all of that. These guys knew exactly what they were doing. Bobby Wagner, Luvu, Fowler, the free agents, they knew exactly what they were doing. And it just so happened that they evaluated the best player that's been drafted probably in a generation. It makes sense, but it's still hard to really accept. Is this really happening? Well, it is. It is. And I am not afraid to say 34-20 on Sunday. And if I'm wrong, that's fine too, because I have suffered. I have suffered. We all have suffered. And now this is not a fluky RG3 one leg year. No offense, but we know how that played out. This is the real deal, guys. We are absolutely solidified and galvanized as a DMV.
Good call, Kenny. I love that. That was great. Kenny from Alexandria. And let me, let me double down on what you're saying, Kenny, because this has just been an incredible season. And it does feel like nobody's stopping us right now. And I think we could see this coming, but you're right. We have dealt with so much trauma, PTSD, we couldn't. But, like, I talked about this yesterday. It's almost like if you were playing Madden and you created a franchise and you grabbed your own favorite GM and then you grabbed your own favorite coach and then you grabbed the best quarterback in the draft and then you went out and said, well, what if we just got the best linebacker in football, Bobby Wagner? And we got the most up-and-coming linebacker in Frankie Luvu. And we got a running back that's still got, tread left on his tires in Austin Eckler. And we bolstered the offensive line with Nick Allegretti and Tyler Biadasz. Like, we talked about this in the offseason that I really did love the pieces that Adam Peters brought in, but we had dealt with so much trauma in the past that it was hard to really believe that it could happen in just 1 year. But it has, and it has been amazing. So I wanted to ask people, will you look back at this season much different based on if they win or if they lose tomorrow? Because as I feel like some of these callers are going to agree with me here, I will not. I will not look back at this season much different based on if we win or if we lose tomorrow. I'm already very happy with this season. We've been playing with house money. Now, if we win a Super Bowl, obviously, so I'll never look at this season any different. It'll be the greatest season of all time for me. But win or lose on Sunday, or win or lose to Kansas City, or win or lose to Buffalo, I will feel the same way because I'm so proud, and I'm so excited about the future. And I already told you guys, the goal for next season is not to be in this game again. It's to host this damn game, to host an NFC Championship game. So win or lose on Sunday, and I believe we're going to win. I'm going to predict we're going to win, and I'll give you the keys to victory. But win or lose on Sunday, I'm not going to look back at this season much different because it's just been an incredible ride. I'm so proud of the guys and the work that they put together and the community here in the DMV, and I'm very excited about the future. More of your phone calls next. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond 9:10 a.m. 105.1 FM. Love the support we're getting today. So many amazing callers. Let's keep it going. 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Rob tweets me, AWOD, a loss tomorrow equals dream season. Win tomorrow equals miracle season. Playing with house money. Will a victory or a loss tomorrow? Will a loss tomorrow change the way you look back on this season? Will you look back on this season much different based on if they win or if they lose? I won't, because I'm so excited for the future and I'm so proud of what we've accomplished this season. I mean, it's just unreal. It's January 25th. I'm usually complaining about the Wizards right now, right? Talking about quarterbacks in the draft and all that good stuff. We're talking about meaningful football. Conference championship game tomorrow. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to line three. Is this Reese's in St. Mary's? You're on The Fan.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up, man?
I think I'm so happy with what we did so far. So we lost. Like you said, it wouldn't make no difference because we didn't have expectations. When my expectation changed is when we threw that Hail Mary to Chicago. That's when my expectation said, okay, we can do this. We can do this. And that's when my expectation changed. We can go far. But we had an awesome season. And I think the keys to us winning, I think, is us throwing screens to and hurt that boy that hurt his shoulder on that cornerback and make him make a decision. Because if we run a screen to him, then he can't make that tackle because his shoulder's messed up. Hit that offensive line, bust his shoulder open.
Yeah, dude, good call. I'm so with you on the screen pass being important in this game. You know, the Eagles' defensive line is deadly at times. I mean, Jalen Carter just knocked the Rams out of the postseason last week with a couple of big sacks, especially one on the final drive there, that big quarterback hit. So the screen game is going to be important. I've been pointing to the running back screens, but you're right. I mean, wide receiver screens as well. That's helped Terry take it to the house last week. Let's go to line two, Fred in Bristow. What's up, Fred?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. First of all, there is no two ways about it. Whether they win or lose, I will not look at this season any differently because it's already been a magical season. But I've got high confidence that the Commanders will win tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because every player is standing up, and that's what it's going to take. They did it last game, the game before. They've actually stood up for the last seven games in a row, which we have won. And it seems like everyone's overlooking the fact that this team has been overcoming unbelievable odds against them. And there's a reason for it. And that reason is that they're playing as a team with everybody standing up. It can't just be one player. It
right.
has to be all of them. And if they do, they're going to win. And not only win tomorrow, but win in 2 weeks as well when we go to the Super Bowl.
I love it, Fred. And you're right. No, Dan Quinn said the three Bs. I felt them on the field against the Lions. Belief, brotherhood, and BU. And that's exactly what they did. Let's go to Matt. Matt in D.C., line one. Matt, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Thanks for taking my call. Of course. You know, it's already set in stone that I'll be thrilled about this year, no matter what happens tomorrow. My one caveat is that I do not want to make the kind of mistake in, you know, being too aggressive that cost us, I think, could have cost us the game in Philly. Had we taken the points and been up, you know, whatever it was, a point or two in midway through the fourth quarter, then they come down and score. We're only down one score. Maybe Jaden doesn't throw that interception.
Right. But Matt, do you want them to play any difference? I mean, the Bucs game, they missed it on fourth down. The Lions game, they missed it on fourth down. They might miss a fourth down against the Eagles. But what's made them so good is that doesn't affect their decision-making going for it again and again.
Let me just make this one point. If you look at Detroit, you know, they felt like they had all the time in the world. Last year, they sort of, you know, messed up by going for it over and over again in the championship game.
Yeah.
And then what happens this year? They get steamrolled by the Commanders. You know, this is it. Like this, you know, against the Eagles, if it's like some kind of tight game, you gotta play smart football, take the points. We got bailed out by Baker Mayfield in Tampa Bay with
yeah.
that decision.
Matt, hold on. I'm not really going to argue against you because I think the correct NFL philosophy on the road in a playoff game, especially a conference championship game, is to take the points. I'm just going to tell you, I don't think Dan Quinn is going to.
Well, you know, I think in the Eagles game, in both the Eagles games this year, like in the game here in D.C., we went for it midfield first series of the game. They come down and score.
Yeah.
You know, if Jalen Hurts doesn't get hurt, I mean, it's like, you know, we trust the team, right? I mean, that's all the whole sobriquet. Oh, I trust my guys to go for it. Well, I also trust Tress Way to have the Eagles have to have the ball inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
You know, in that first series. You got to be very careful with these chances. I prefer not to look back and think that a wildly aggressive coaching play, you know, football games more often are lost than they are one. I mean, that's the simple fact of it.
Right.
People say five turnovers, we overcame.
Detroit lost it last week when they called the trick play and Jameson Williams throwing the ball.
Well, and they couldn't stop us. I mean, that's just the reality. You know, when I say us, I mean me, Terry McLaurin, you know. But I love Dan Quinn, and, you know, I'm painting along the lines here, but I do want us to play it a little closer to the vest. I don't want to look back and think, oh, had we gone for it, have we taken the points there, we'd be in the Super Bowl. That's my one fear.
It's a good point, man. I appreciate you chiming in, man. Thanks for the call.
Let's go
to Jackson and Alexandria. Jackson, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
I just want to talk about how great of a season we've seen and how much this team has grown since the last season.
Yeah.
I mean, we really see, like, with our record, how much the team has grown and how compared to the first game of the season, and we see this new team against the Lions, and it's like this team came out of nowhere, and you could just tell by how close these games have been and, like, how hard these boys have been playing. You can tell, like, the team has grown so much since the beginning of the season. And with great leaders like Jaden, and we got Bobby Wagner, and we got Cliff Kingsbury, we got Dan Quinn, with all these guys on the team and more to add next year, we're looking in a good couple in next year. So I'm super excited what's to come for the team.
I love to hear that, Jackson. Are we going to win tomorrow, though?
Hell yeah!
Listen. Good call,
the
man.
Eagles don't stand a chance against the Cardiac Commanders.
Let's go. We've got the closer. We got the closer, Jaden Daniels. He's going to finish off Philly. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, I want a close game. If we're going to go out, I want us to go out swinging. I want us to have a fourth quarter game all day against Jalen Hurts. I want the Dirty Birds to suffer this weekend. Let's hunt some Eagles. Let's go.
Good call, Jackson. Let's go out to James in Calvert County. James, what's up, man? You're on the phone with AWOD.
How you doing, AWOD?
I'm great, man.
I was just telling you, Screener, that listen, man, it's been a long time. I'm 59 years old. I just turned 59 yesterday. So I remember the glory days. And you asked one of the previous callers about when did they believe, you know, when did you really start believing?
Yeah.
For me, it was the Cincinnati game, the Monday night game. Because, you know, it was unreal that we did that. We, you know, after the, you know, we lost to Tampa, and then the Giants game, we scored, what, 7 field goals? It wasn't, you know, it was like, okay, who is this team? But after that, then they go on the run. They go to 7-2. Everybody's, at this point, right, we're all on board. All of us are all on board. You know, the bandwagon's full, love and life. But then they go on the little losing streak, right? And you get, that 3-game in there where the PTSD of 33 years of losing, it creeps back in a little bit.
Right.
But we all know, since then, they've, what, won 7 straight again?
Yeah.
So here we are. I mean, at this point, I'm all in. Regardless of what happens, we're back. We're going to, you know, I think we're going to beat the Eagles, and we're going to go to the Super Bowl for sure.
I love it, James. Thanks for chiming in. And you're right, after that 3-game losing streak, this team has been on fire. 7 wins in a row. I don't think anybody is playing better football in the National Football League. I don't think anybody's been better during this 7-week stretch than Washington. And I don't think there's a better quarterback during this stretch as well than Jaden Daniels. Let's go to Cindy in Maryland. Hello, Cindy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. What'd you want to call in for today?
Okay, thanks for taking my call. My call is because I have faith in the world-renowned Washington Commanders. And if we don't get a win tomorrow, which, again, I say, I have faith that we will, we should have a large gathering in D.C. for these guys.
Oh, that's absolutely. Oh, absolutely. We all want to celebrate with them. We all want to party with the team, right? And we're hoping that it's going to be a parade just like we celebrated with the Caps and the Nationals.
Yes.
It's so amazing.
If we don't win, okay?
Yeah, even if we don't win, though. Hey, Cindy, how can you describe this season? How would you describe this magical run?
Captivating.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm kind of speechless, right? I mean, I can't believe I'm actually talking about a conference championship game.
No, actually, I didn't call them Commanders until, like, they started really winning.
Yeah.
So they got me on the name now, and, you know, I'll go with whatever, but especially a win. That's
yeah.
what I'll go with.
I love it. Thanks for calling, Cindy. Thanks so much.
Sure. You have a great day.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. All right, we got Max running the ones and twos. Max, we got to cut off the callers. What is the official call tally at? I challenge the listeners. I wanted to take calls throughout the entire show today. What is our official caller tally?
So we just took six there, bringing our official tally. I believe we were at, let me look over. We were at 28, so you add six to that. That'll bring us to the total of 34 calls today.
34 calls today.
Has
I'm going to
be some
predict
kind of record.
The Commanders score 34 points tomorrow.
Ooh.
In honor of the 34 callers. We'll go behind enemy lines with an Eagles reporter. I'll give you my keys to victory and pathway to success before I hand the baton to the legend, Super Bowl champion Doc Walker. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Epstein, you're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Thank you to the AWOD Army members for chiming in throughout the show today. The biggest show of my life ahead of the biggest game of my life. I cannot wait for Commanders at Philly. But to fully preview this game, you guys know, I like to go behind enemy lines and interview a reporter that covers the opposition. It's time to go in behind enemy lines right now on AWOD Radio. And, of course, with the Eagles as the enemy, I hit up John Johnson from WIP in Philadelphia. And I feel pretty good about Washington's chances to win this game in a shootout or a grinded-out game as long as Jaden has the ball in his hands in the last possession, right? I think if Jaden had the exact same opportunity that Matthew Stafford had last week, a Super Bowl champion in Matthew Stafford, I think Jaden wins that game. And I don't even think it's crazy to say that because he's been the closer throughout this entire season. Here's John Johnson on whether Philadelphia wants it to be a shootout or a grinded out game.
You know, I had a show earlier today, and basically, you know, the whole setup of the show was everybody gave their predictions throughout the show, and we threw a lot of tidbits in between and discussed all the possibilities. And for me, and it took like 2.5 hours before I finally said, I think this is how the game is going to play out. I envision the Eagles' offense struggling early. With Jalen trying to get, you know, trying to get a feel for that knee, what he's comfortable with. And then Washington being prepared for the run game a little bit more with the uncertainty with Jalen. I think the Eagles offense is going to struggle early. And I think they're probably going to trail Washington for a bulk of the first half. I fully believe it's going to be a back and forth second half. And I can envision a 3-point Eagles victory that ends up something in the score of like 27-24. I don't see a blowout either way.
I told them, look, if Philadelphia has a terrible first half and the offense can't get going, if they go into the break down to Washington, they will not win this game. I do agree with him, though. I think this could turn out to be a shootout in the third or fourth quarter, maybe more of a defensive game to start. But that favors Washington in my mind. But Washington has got to do a better job defending Saquon Barkley in the first half than they did in the first two meetings between these two teams. Here's John Johnson as we go behind enemy lines describing the Eagles' rushing attack.
Eagles style. So the Eagles' offensive line, who is – it's wild to have a popular offensive line where every Eagles fan knows them by name, and they frequently hang out at a lot of local spots in Philly. So they're among the fan base. They speak often of how much they love, any offensive line would tell you how much they love to run block versus pass block, you know, running over somebody versus taking a step backwards and guarding your quarterback. But the combination of their size, strength, and speed, and then you have Saquon, who this season has been, my goodness, no one saw this coming. You expected Saquon to have an impact. 2,000 yards, 101 shy of Eric Dickerson's record. Nobody saw that coming. And to see he hasn't lost a step as we're now, what? I guess this will be the 20th game of the season. It's just a ground and pound, run you over type offense, a running game. And if they can create just enough of a gap for Saquon, when he gets into the open field, nobody's been able to catch him.
They're so big and they're so strong, yet maybe that could go against them. Mekhi Becton is huge, Max. He's so big. He's not the fastest guy. Maybe Luvu can kind of sneak, you know, in between him and the tackle and disrupt the run game. You know, that offensive line is so good for Philadelphia. That's why you've got to force them into third and long situations. I always say against Philadelphia, it's first and nine, not first and ten, because on a third and fourth and one, they will go for it. Well, against Washington, third down is second down. Fourth down is their third down because they go for it more often than not. Phone lines have been closed to close out the show. I'll give out my keys to victory and pathway to success, but I've worked in radio long enough to know you cannot truly preview a game without hearing what the guy behind the glass has to say. I throw it now to Snacks Amos. Max, what you got, man?
Oh, man, it's going to be an interesting one. Last week, as we got closer to Detroit, the more and more confident I got. But sitting here, the closer we get to kickoff, just the more and more nervous and restless I am. Like, both these teams, they have each other's number. Throw everything out that you thought you knew. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a grind. But I think at the end of the day, like, it's going to come down to who has the better QB1. And I think that's us. So don't let us have the ball last. That's really all I'm going to say.
I love it. I was hoping you were going to be like Mike Marr with the talk with their helmets. We talk with our helmets. I love his energy on the junkies. All right, keys to victory, pathway to success. Your first key is the key to your car, right? Get in the car and drive. Well, what disrupts drives more than anything in the NFL? It's negative plays, of course. That is penalties, holding penalties, tackles for loss, drop passes. But the first key to victory is for Washington to have more sacks than the Eagles. And the times they played against this team, Jaden was brought down more than Jalen Hurts. So more sacks than the Eagles is the first key to victory. Key to victory number two, that is your house key. Well, we're going into their house. How do we shut them up in their own building? We take a first half lead, and we keep that lead in the locker room. First half lead is your second key to victory. I also think that would lead to less Saquon Barkley carries. I told you guys earlier, I think if you limit him to 20 or below, there is a good chance you can hold him below 100 yards. Anytime he's gone over 20 carries, though, he's gone off for like $1.80, $1.40. So you just can't let him get that many carries. How do you do that? You take a first half lead, force Philadelphia to pass their way back into this game. Third key to victory, and this is the key to the safe that holds all your money. You want to cash it in. You want to go spend that money at the casinos in New Orleans and play for the Lombardi Trophy. You have to win the turnover battle. The third key to victory is the turnover battle. More sacks than the Eagles. First half lead, win the turnover battle. Pathway to success that could lead Washington to New Orleans for the Super Bowl. Limit Saquon Barkley to 120 yards. Keep the offense on the field with extended drives. Converting on fourth down more than 50% of the time. And I believe the Commanders will win 34-26. Thanks to all the listeners for calling in today, for tweeting me your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Max, doing a great job running the ones and twos, and let's hope that the party continues. It's been a magic carpet ride of a season, and the carpets head into Philly for revenge, the grudge match of the season, Washington against Philly. Winner wins the NFC Championship game. Doc Walker will have you covered for the next few hours. I'm Adam Epstein. Appreciate you listening to the show.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.